horses, 'twas on the 9th of June, 1862, on a summer's afternoon.
Hello everybody, All One Word here. Hopefully you're going to know this song.
That's on the road to Blade, and oh, me lads, you should have seen we're gunning, passing the folks along the road just as they were standing.
Yeah, it's Blade and Races. It's a folk song about a horse race in the town of Bladen on Tyne, which is actually in Gateshead.
The railway bridge, the bus wheel flew off there. The lasses lost the crinolines and the veils that hide their faces. I've got two black eyes and a broken nose in
It's it's a funny song, and we learned to sing it when I was at school. It's a very, very popular northeast or Geordie song. The Bladen Races now is a road race.
No, when we got the wheel put on, away we went again.
On foot, that is. It's a running race, but it's a great song, and it just makes you feel good, doesn't it? Have a listen.
You should have seen we're gunning. We're passing the folks along the road just as they were standing. There were lots of lads and lassies there, all with smiling faces. Gunning along the Scots with road to see the Bladen Races. Hey. Now when we got to Paradise,
that's about 20,000 verses as well. But one of the reasons why I'm playing this now and recording this audio boo using the Boss Jock app for the iPad is because I'm going back up north. I'm going home, or at least what I call home. And when I say home, I don't mean to a specific house, I mean to the area. And it's quite strange, because it's whenever I go home, I'm teaching my family about things, because, you know, my children were born actually outside of the UK, and so whenever we go home, especially to the where I'm from, and they hear people talking, like this guy singing,
"Gan the lang the Scots were road to see the Bladen Races."
they always look at them and they don't understand what they're saying half the time, and it's quite strange that since moving away from home, I've lost my northeast accent, or at least it used to be really strong. I never used to speak like a Geordie, and I'm not Geordie, by the way, I'm Northumbrian, but I never used to speak like a Geordie. This is another song by a northeastern man. The front man from Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler himself.
We had no way staying afloat.
This song is about northeastern, or definitely northeastern tradesmen who are having to seek work on the continent, inspired, or you know, the whole ethic and movement behind it was inspired by a filmmaker who produced the series Auf Wiedersehen, Pet. It's Way I Man.
Way I Man. Way I.
The funny thing about this is "Way I Man" just means yes. I'm sure Dean Reed knows this song. Hopefully he does. It's Way I Man from Mark Knopfler's album The Rag Picker's Dream, and he sang this live with a band, a folk band called Lindisfarne, a few years ago.
United Nations, what we've got.
And it's actually a really good live version.
German building, British mill.
but it's more about Geordies. I'm just wondering, did you ever see Auf Wiedersehen, Pet? It was an excellent... The first series was the best one out of the three or four that they did. And then they did a new one in the... when would it have been? About 2005, something like that. When they went to Cuba. Oh, ridiculous. The whole point of Auf Wiedersehen, Pet was just to show that in the 80s there was no work in the Northeast, so they went to work for an agency, or were hired from by an agency, and they went to work in Germany. You know, tradesmen, hence at the start of the song. But I love being in the Northeast. Northeastern people are very, very friendly. Of course, you get the bad apples everywhere, but they are the very, very friendly people. And I love speaking to Northeastern people. They're very engaging people. And when I go home, I hope to record conversations with complete strangers, to be honest. I'll see if it'll work. I'll see what they do. But it's great when I go home, and in my hometown when I see people that I've known for a long, long time, and I talk to them. They always comment on how I've lost my dialect or accent. So you get them saying, "Yeah, man, you're all tack and all posh, you like." Of course, I don't know quite what they're talking about. Living doon sooth, man, you're talking all posh down there, they've torn you, haven't they? Sometimes I miss my river time, but you're my pretty phone. But they understand. They're a funny breed, the people from my town. It's not village mentality, it's definitely town mentality in the place that I come from. But it's changed over the years. We had an influx from people from the south back in the early, very early 90s, 1990, I think it all started. You know, people came from... Reading, Milton Keynes, that kind of area, and they sought work up north, and unfortunately brought their, you know, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but they brought a very middle class attitude to your working class area. And it didn't really work, to be honest. Anyway, that was just a quick one. Using the Boss Jock app. That's Big Rick, all one word, out.